Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Gimel. We are on the bottom here on Ayin Beis and Mabez. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if brothers live, rather, they're eating at their father's table and they're sleeping in their own house. So what's the deal? So the Mishnah had said that they need an Erev for each person. So then if someone forgets an Erev, so then he can be Mevatel. So the Mishnah then said, when is that true? That's only when the Erev is going somewhere else. But if the Erev was coming to them, or that no one else lived in the chatzar, so then they said they did need an Erev, and the Gemara had pointed out that that seems to imply that the place where they're sleeping is what determines their makom dira, because we had said if they eat on their father's table, but they sleep in if they sleep in their own house, so then they require an Erev for each one. So Rav had explained, no, that the case is that they get financed by their father. They're supported by their father. They're not actually literally, figuratively eating. They're not literally eating at his house. It's just figuratively. And really, they're eating and sleeping in their own house, and therefore that does not weigh in on that issue whatsoever. So okay, so the Gemara is going to talk about other cases of support. Not right away, but in general on this Amud. Let's dive right into it. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Mi sheyesh lo beis shar achsadra u'mirpeses b'chatzer. Let's say you don't have a house in a chatzer, but you have, let's say, a guard booth or some sort of like an achsadra is like not a garden, but a gazebo type thing. Or a merpeset, right? You have some sort of small area in a chatzer. So chavero, bechatzer chavero, in another chatzer. So hareze in osar alav. That doesn't asar anything. That's just, you know, a little bit of property, a little bit of storage area. That's not a place to live. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-itzin, beis ha-utzaros. Let's say you have a place to store grain, or a place to house cattle, or a place to store wood, or a place to store anything. Hareze osar alav, that will already, according to the Tanakhama, that will answer if you do not join in the Eruv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. You know, Osir Elab Makom Dir Bovat. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Only the place where you live is the place where you need to join in the Eruv. Otherwise, all these other cases, you don't live there, so then you don't need to make an Eruv in that Chatzar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisab Ben Nafcha, there's a story with Ben Nafcha. that was the guy's name, or rather his father's name. Shayu lo chamesh chatzeros beusha. He had five chatzeros. He had five chatzers, meaning he had property in five different chatzeros in Usha. Uba ma'isa lefnei chachamim va'amru eino osur ela beis dira bilvad. Right, and the chachamim, they asked him, how many eruvim does he need to join, and the chachamim said, no, only the place where he's living. Skumar says, one second, beis dira sakadaitach? Do you mean any place where he could be living? Right, so Ella Ema Makom Dira, really Makom Dira, the place where he lived. That was the only place where he needed to make an Erev. My Makom Dira, so what is that? How do you define a Makom Dira? So that, the Gemara quotes, is a machokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Makom Pita, Rav says the place where you eat, right, where you have bread, right, Shmuel Amar Makom Lina. Shmuel says the place where you sleep. Meisvei, hold on one second, I ask you a question. Haroim v'kaitzim v'burganim v'shomri peiros. Let's say Haroah is a shepherd, or a kaitzman, burganim, and shomri peiros are all different types of guards, whether they're guarding fruit or fields or whatever it is. Or they have a little hut, let's say, that they stay in. So what are they considered? What's the deal with that? Right, do they need, where's their Eruv? So Bizman Shadark and Lolin Ba'ir, when they sleep in the cities, are Rehin Kanche Ha'ir. So they measure their Tchum Shabbos from the city. It says, again, if their hut is outside the city, but they sleep at home inside the city, so that's where their Tchum Shabbos starts in the city. You get 2,000 amos from outside the city limits. Bizman Shadark and Lolin Ba'sade, but if they sleep in their little areas over there in the fields, so then Yishlam Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach, then that is the place where you measure the 2,000 amos for their Erev. Right, so clearly, you see that the Makom Lina, the place where you sleep, determines where your Makom Shvis is, where your Dira is. So that would be against Rav, who says based on the food. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Anan Sadi, Di'i Mimatule Rifta, Hasam Tvei Nichalehu. No, so there we say, that Anan Sadi literally means we are witnesses, but that we assume and we say that if you would have brought the food out to those people in the field, so they would like to have their food out there, just their food at home, right? If you're telling me they're sleeping there, right, they definitely would prefer their food there. Since they don't get their food, right? They but they come home for food because, you know, because they don't have their food with them. But really, the food is koveya, and since they would prefer to have their food there, but they just can't for whatever technical reason, because they're in the field, they can't bring it, it's a pain, whatever. So that's they don't have it. But according to Rav, no, they sleep there, and they would rather have their meals there. So it's considered as if that's where their makom dira is. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Lo shmi ala hashmaitza. I never heard this halacha. And again, as we've explained before, right, Rav Yosef got sick at the end of his life, and Abaye very often would remind him of his learnings. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, sure enough, at amras nihalan, v'ana amarsi nihalan. Right, no, we learned this from you. You said, and this is what you said. You said, ha'achim shi hayu ochlen al shulchan avihem. If there were brothers that were eating on their father's table, vishen v'batehem, and they were sleeping in their houses, so that's, this again, this is our Mishnah, tzrichen eriv l'cho echad l'echad, everybody needs an eriv. V'amrinan l'cho, and we said to you, meaning this is the kash we asked them, we asked you, Rav Yosef, this is the Abaye talking to Rav Yosef, this is the kash we asked you, shema mina makom lina gorim, does that not mean that the place where you sleep determines your makom dira, right, against Rav? This is what you said to us. I'm Rav Yudah Marav, Mekamli Pras, Shanu. No, it's talking about a case where they're just being supported by their father, but really they're eating and sleeping in the same place. Right? That's how Rav saved himself from our Mishnah. Right? We did that on Amud Beis, on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. But now it makes sense, because Rav needed to answer that, because otherwise it would have been a stira to his shita that the food is what determines where you set up your sleeping arrangements, or where you set up your makom dira. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, we just talked about sons and a father, now let's talk about different cases of support. Mi sheyesh lo chamesh nashim, if a person has five wives, so makablos pras mi baleim, and they all obviously, Baruch Hashem, receive pras, their support from their husband. V'chamish avadim, or let's say there's a case where you have five servants, and they all also live in both cases, all of the wives, or all of the avadim live in different houses in the chater, right? And obviously the avadim are mekablim pras mirabeim, they receive food from their master. So we have a machlokas between Rav Yehuda ben Beseira and Rav Yehuda ben Bava, and they learn exactly the opposite, right? Rav Yehuda ben Beseira o matir benashim ve'oser ba'avadim. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says the women are mutter, meaning matir banashim, meaning if you have, again, the women live in five houses in the chatzar, and the husband also lives, like I guess, in one of them or in a different one, but there's no one else in the chatzar, so matir banashim, he allows the women to carry in the chatzar even without an eruv. That's what we said at the end of the Mishnah. Right, if there's no one else in the chatzar, and the father is supporting all the sons, so they don't need an eruv. So that's what it means over here also as well, if I'm not mistaken. Right, it's mutter for the women to carry in the chatzar, v'usar ba'avadim, but the avadim need to make an eruv in order to carry in the chazer. Excuse me. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says the opposite, and he says matir ba'avadim ve'oser benashim. Right, that the avadim are more. Right, it is more logic to say that the master and the servants are considered one big dira, one big house, one big household, as opposed to the man and his five wives. So, why? What's going on over here? What's this machlokas? And so, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's pretty. You know, we know the concept of ishto kegufo, that woman is viewed. Woman and man are viewed. Women and men who are married are viewed as one kind of entity and one person. Right, psukim and brachos. Right, all these concepts. That makes a lot of sense. Why the women would be considered, even if they live in different houses, it's just considered an offshoot of the main house, and it's as if everybody lives in the same house, they don't need a eruv. But why would a vadim be considered to be more of a connection to the master as than a wife? So Amar Rav, my time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Gemara asks, what's that logic? So the Chetir, he quotes a pasuk. He says, the pasuk says in Daniel, but Daniel Basra Malka. And Daniel is after the king, not Basra, after. I mean, Basra is a gate in Aramaic. So Daniel, meaning the pasuk over there, is saying that Daniel, even though he wasn't really in the gate of the king, he was always considered to be in the gate of the king. Right? Rashi says, "Bekol makom shu chashiv le Basra malka." Everywhere he goes, he's considered as if he's in the presence of the king. By the way, that's today's Musar. That right, we should have that attitude towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But either way, that's the idea that an Eved is always, always, always in service of his master. And a person's wife can go out and do whatever she wants, right? She has freedom to leave, etc., etc. And Eved is always tied to his master, and that's why perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right, it would be more of a single household by slaves and a master as opposed to a husband and wife. So the Gemara says, Pshita ben Eitzel Aviv Kedah Amran. So let's walk up these cases over here. It's obvious that the father and the son, right, that's what we said, that's the case of the Mishnah. Eitzel, Isha Eitzel Bailav Eved Eitzel Rabo, right, that's Plukta de Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right, women and Avadim, that's the Machlokas we just had 2 seconds ago. What about Talmud Eitzel Rabo, Mai? What about a Talmud and Israeli? So Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. De Rav Be Rabbi Chia Amar. Rav said in the house of when he was in the base medrash of Rabbi Chia, or meaning it literally means the house, but again he was in Rabbi Chia's yeshiva. So Amar, he said, "In anu tzuchim arev, we don't need to make an erev sheirei anu smuchim al shulchanu shal Rabbi Chia. Right, we are dependent on Rabbi Chia, right? Like the Rosh Yeshiva back in the day. The Rosh Yeshiva really supported; he was in charge at least of all the money and the food and all the parnasa and the support for the talmidim. So he said he was supported; he was like in the house of Rabbi Chia." And he didn't need to make an erev because they were all considered to be, I guess, children at the table of his father. Rabbi Chia be Rebbe Amar. Rabbi Chia, when he was in the house of Rebbe, when he was learning by in the base medrash of Rebbe, he also said, "Amar ein anu tzuchim arev sherei anu smuchim al shulchano shel Rebbe." Okay, so we see that talmidim by the base medrash, if they're sleeping over there, they are considered to be just like sons and fathers. Abaye asked the following question from Rabba. Chamisha shagavu is eruvan kishimol. If five people, five people live in a chatzer, and they collected their eruv together, right? Again, they made an eruv. Kishmoluchen is eruvan lamakom acher eruv echad lekulan otsruchen echad. Let's say they take their eruv to another place, meaning they want to join with another chatzer. Right, so do they need one eruv, or do they need five separate eruvim? Right, obviously, we had Rashi points out that we had just said that already. Right, we had just pointed out. Right, we learned that literally yesterday, and that's what he said. If you look at fascinating, Rashi says l'makom achar. Right, usually the Gemara will do this, but Rashi has to do it all for us. Abaye lo shmi aleha, he must nisa tanya la'el. For whatever reason, Abaye must not have heard our Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Hey, five people should go with Eruvan, right? We learned it yesterday that five people brought their Eruv, right? What does it say over there? Right, it's what's it called? Where is it? Right, it's just a little bit above the Mishnah. If you look at the Tanya, you don't have to flip anywhere, but if you just look above the Mishnah, about 10 lines up, the Chamisha Shagavu Seirufin Kishamaluchin is Eruv Lamakam Acher Eruv Echad Lekulam. Right, and we said that's Beis Hillel Shita. So apparently, Abaye didn't hear of this, and he asked that Shaila to Rabba. Where do we live? Back over here. Right. So what do you need? What's the deal? So Amar Leh. So he said Eruv Echad Lekulam. Right, Rabba said, like Beis Hillel, like we said yesterday, you need one Eruv. Zai, Zavai, said back to him, Ha'achin dechi gavu damu. 1 second. If you're the case of brothers, it's also like they made one Eruv together. And you said that you need an Eruv for each one of them. So Gemara says, Ha'achin ma'yaskinan ki kon di'ika di'urim be'hadayu. No, so that's only a case where you have other people living in the chatzah with them. Demigu dehani asri, hani nami, Asri, right? Because since the other people are going to Asri if they don't join the chatzer, join the Eruv, so too, we assume that the brothers will also Asr the Eruv if they do not join it. And this even makes sense, right? The Gatani, because the Braisa had said, the Mishnah had said, Emasai, when is that true? Right? When do you need an Eruv for each one of them? When you carry the Eruv to another chatzer. But if the Eruv was coming to them, or there's nobody living in the chatzer, right? That's the point we're trying to make. Ain't truch in the Arif. Right? You don't need to make an Eruv. If there are other people in the chatzer, right? So then, and they're taking the Eruv to somewhere else, so then you see that you do need an Eruv for every single one of them. So Shema Mina, so that is exactly what we're trying to teach. Yes, the following question. B'nei Bei Rav. Let's say Yeshiva Bachrim. The Ochlim Nama Bebaga, who are eating their food in a valley. meaning in a hostel or whatever it is, right? A pnimiya, what's pnimiya? A dorm. So they also vayse v'bei rav, and then they go and sleep. Well, I guess I take it back. That's the chadar ochel. The chadar ochel is in a valley. Right? I guess they have a nice long, large campus. The chadar ochel, where they eat the food, that's in a valley. V'asu vayse v'bei rav, and they sleep in the base medrash, or I guess they have a dorm or whatever. They have a pnimiya. Ki mashchina lehu tchuma. Where do they measure their tchum from? The Tchum Shabbos, they're 2,000 hours. Maybe Rav Mashkin Alu, or me Baga Mashkin Alu, from the base Midrash or from the valley. So Amalei, so Rav Sheshit said back to him, so Mashkin Alu Bei Rav, right from the place where they sleep, you measure from the base Midrash. Aye, the Gemara says, Varei Nosin, they say, Ruvu, B'tokam, Paim, Amo, Ve'asi, U'bayis, B'vese, Mashkin Alu, Tchuma, Me'eruva. Right, if a person, right, what's a regular case of Eruv? Right, someone lives in his house, he puts a Tchum, an Eruv, a piece of, you know, a box of matzahs or whatever it is, 2,000 hours away, and then he goes and sleeps at home. Right? So that's a regular case of putting an Erev out, for Erev Tchumen. So we you have food in one place, and you're sleeping in another place, we say you measure the Tchum from the food. Right? So why don't the Talmidim measure the Tchum from where they're eating? It's like where it says, B'hu Anan Tzadi, V'vahada Anan Tzadi. Yeah, because we can tell, right? Again, we had that before, Anan Tzadi, we are witnesses, we can say with certainty, and this is what they want. By the case of the Talmidim, so right, what do they want? They want to have their dira by the Beis Medrash. But Hanan, we'll explain in a second. But by the case of the other people, by the regular person making his eruv 2,000 amos away, so he wants his dira to be 2,000 amos away. So just to explain, Bahu Anan Sadi the imitader le hasam nichale. Right, if the people could live. I mean, if the person making the regular Erev 2,000 amos away, he would love to sleep there. But because he has to travel to a place that's 4,000 amos away, he puts his 2,000 amos, he puts his matzahs 2,000 amos away, and he goes to sleep in his house. Well, if he could sleep half the way there, obviously he would love to sleep there, but it could be in the middle of the forest. He has no idea, you know, I mean, wherever it is. There's no bed there, there's nowhere for him to stay. He would much prefer to have his makum dira there. V'ha'an and Sadim, by the case of the Talmidim, right, because the imaisu lerifta b'beirav nichal utfei. Because the yeshiva bochur, right, they much prefer to bring the food with them to the base medrash, right? So they don't have to go anywhere, right? So that's where their dira is. They would much prefer to have the food there. Okay, the chadar ochel is a good, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away. What are you going to do? But they would still prefer to set up their dira, and that's where their makom shvisa is. Boy rami bar chala meruchista av ubno arav talmido. What a father and his son and his Rebbe and his Talmud. So what's the deal? Right? Either one of those cases. You have a father and son in the Chatzar or a Rebbe and Talmud in the Chatzar, right? We said those are the same thing. What's the deal if they live together in a Chatzar? So now we're going to have three nafkaminas, and then we're going to quote a brisa that's very clear on the three of them. But to understand exactly what's going on, let's just take a minute. Kirabim damu o kiyachidim damu. Are they like the masses, the rabbim? Or are they like Echidim? What's going on over there? So we're going to learn a Mishnah in a couple of days that if one person lives in a Chatzar, again, you have the Chatzar set up where we've been said before, you have Chatzar A goes into Chatzar B and goes into a Mavoy or Rishus Rabin. So the Chatzar A can only walk through Chatzar B to get to the Rishus Rabin. If there's only one person in there, so he's not going to mess up the carrying in Chatzar B, right? Even if he didn't join in. Even if he didn't join in with the Erev. If there's more than one person in there, so then it will mess it up. So how do you view a father and a son? Right? Is it, if let's say in Chatzar A you have a father and a son, right? Is that one house? Is that one person? Is it Yochid? Is it not going to mess up the Erev and Erev in Chatzar B if they didn't join? Or is it like two people who definitely will mess up the Erev if they didn't join the Erev in Chatzar B? So that's question number one. Tzrichin Erev or ain tzrichin Erev? Do they need to make an Erev together, meaning when no one else lives there, in their own chatzar, or do they not? Right, again, even what we said that already, right, it could be, right, we explained before, right, that even though the Mishnah kind of says that they don't, right, what did Rav say? Rav said that that's only if Ochlan al Shulchan Avihe, that the father is supporting the son. Right, maybe he's not. Maybe he's got his own business. But they live in the same chatzar. That's what Rashi says over here. But they live in the same chatzar. Do they need an Erev or do they not? Mavoi shalehen nitar belechi v'kora o ein nitar belechi v'kora. Is their mavi, literally means, is their mavoi, meaning the mavoi, the alleyway that goes in from their chatzar into the Shusar Rabim, is it enable, can you make it mutter with a lechi or a kora or not? Why wouldn't you be able to? Right, we had said that you can only make the mavui permissible if it has two chatzeros, with two houses. We said the standard setup back in the day was a couple of houses into a chatzer, into a mavui. So that's a regular mavui. You need to have two chatzeros with two houses, at least, in each chatzer. Which otherwise the mavui is considered to be a chatzer. So the question is, let's say one of those chatzeros, you have a mavui, you have, again, let's say standard construction that we've been saying, you have a mavui, you have four chatzeros on each side, each chatzer has two houses, That's good. But let's say the two houses are occupied by father and son. So is that considered to be one entity, and therefore the mavui is no good, meaning it's not going to be considered a mavui, it's going to be considered a chatzer, or are they separate, and are you, and therefore the mavui can be corrected and fixed with a lechi and a korah because it is considered a mavui. So we said, we learned it, all of these in a brisa, avuv no rav talmido, whatever the case is, let's say father and son, or a teacher and his talmid, bismancha in lehem diurim, harayim ki yichidim. If there's nobody else in the chatzer, so they are yechidim. There's a like yechid, so therefore they won't mess up an erev if they're in a chatzer A, chatzer B, rishus haravim scenario. Ain't tzrich in the erev, they don't need an erev, even if they're not even if they're not eating at each other's houses, even if the father's not supporting him. Umavi shalehen nitar belechi v'korah, but they are considered to be separate in terms of the case whether you're viewing the houses as enough of the houses that go into a chatzer, that go into a mavui, to judge the mavui as an actual mavui, and therefore you can fix it with a lechi or a korah. Again, in general, these are lekula. We're going lekula in each one of those cases. Okay, fine. Again, even though it's inherently contradictory, what do we say? In the first case, the first couple of cases, we said they're considered to be one individual. They don't need an eruv, and they are considered to be like a yachid. In the second case, in the third case, they're considered to be two separate dwellings, two separate houses for the mavui. That's kind of sort of inherently contradictory, but again, we're going lekula. There's more to say, but let's go right there. Chamesh chatzeros psucho zulazu. You have a new Mishnah now. You have five chatzeros that are open into each other, You have a row of five chatzeros and houses, and in between each chatzer, there's an entrance to each. There's an entrance, a space to go from one chatzer to the next, A, B, C, D, and E. They're all connected in the middle. Upsuchos lamavui, and all of them are also open. Let's say on the bottom to a mavui that runs underneath them. You have this diagram in Rashi. It's actually pretty pretty good with the chatzeros and the mavui that's underneath. So let's say eruv b'chatzeros. If they made an eruv chatzeros, v'lo nishtatfu b'mavui, but they didn't make a shtuf b'mavos, so mutar b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui. So they're mutar. They're allowed to go from one chatzer to the next, but they're not allowed to go into the mavui. But if they made a shtuf and mavos, so and not a chatzer, so then mutarim mekanu lekan. Then you're allowed to carry in both the mavui and the eruv. Now, if you remember, we had a machlokas whether you can use, you can rely on a shtuf and mavos for an eruv chatzeros. Again, with the Gemara, we'll dive into this. Eruv b'chatzeros mishtatfu b'mavui. Let's say they made both. So then, v'sharach echem ibnei chatzer v'lo yirev, but one of the people in one of the chatzeros did not join in, But he did, again, Rashi says, points out over here, he did join the shtuf and mavos, so then, mutar v'kam v'kam, then he is allowed to, everybody is allowed to carry in both of them, and obviously that's requires some sort of understanding, but it also implies that the shtuf and mavos, is good enough for the erev chatzeros, Because if someone forgets to make to join in the Eruv, so then that messes up the Eruv. But again, Rashi points out the important point that he joined in the Shituf. So again, this also implies that a Shituf and Mavos works for an Eruv Chatzeros. And again, we just learned that in the first part of the Mishnah, so unclear what the point of this is. But again, the Gemara will talk about it. Right. If someone from the Mavui, now that doesn't really mean someone from the Mavui, but again, when we say B'nai Mavui, we mean if you have two chaseros, let's say, on either side of a Mavui, if one of the people did not join in the Mavui, in the Shtuvim Vos, right, if he didn't join in, one of the people in one of the chaseros, so then Mutarim B'chaseros Vasurim B'Mavui. That will mess up the Shtuvim Vos, and the people can only carry in their own chaseros, but not in the Mavui. Sha Mavui the Chatzeros kechatzer the Batim, because a Mavui for a Chatzer is just like a Chatzer to a house, right? Just like a house goes into a Chatzer, so too a Chatzer goes into a Mavui, right? So just like you need an Eriv from the house to the Chatzer, so too you need an Eriv from the Chatzer into the Mavui. I would have loved to have this Mishnah at the beginning. Took a 73 blot to come and have that little line at the end of the Mishnah, just to set the rule for us, right, that a mavui to a chatzar is like a chatzar to a house. Okay, Baruch Hashem, this is how Rabbi organized the Mishnah. But either way, the Gemara says, "My who is the man da'amar of our Mishnah?" That's Rabbi Meir. Da'amar bein an eruv bein an shituf. Right, again, at the beginning, if you remember, we need both an eruv and a shtufim of vos. Right, we had said, what did we say at the beginning? Chamesh chaser psukuzu lezu. Right, if you make one, the Erev chaseris, but not the shtufim of vos, you can carry in the chaseris, but not in the mavui. Right, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, right, who says that you need both. Right, the Chachamim had said, you need one or the other. Right, so the Gemara says, one second, if it's really Rabbi Meir who says you need to make both shtufim of vos and the Erev chaseris, what about the second part of the Mishnah? If you made a shituf in the Mavoi, right, they're allowed to carry in the Chatzar and the Mavoi, so Asan the Rabbanah, Darmin and Bechadisagi. Right, that's already the Rabbanah Shita that say you only need either the Shtuf of Mavos or the Erev Chatzeros. So it says, Alokasha, right, in the Shtatfu Nami Kamar. No, what it means to say, what the Mishnah means to say, is that if they also made a shtufim mavos, not if they only made a shtufim mavos, but if they also, all right, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that you need both. I am a seifa. What about this? A later part of the Mishnah, right? This is eruv b'chateres v'shtatvu b'mavoi. If they made an eruv chateres and a shtufim mavos, v'shakach echam b'nichatzer v'lo irev. Right, when somebody forgot to join the eruv, but he did join the mavoi, the shtufim mavos. So then we turn the kan l'kan. He can use it for both. So when it says echidami. What are you talking about? What is this case? Ilo batil, if he wasn't mevatil in the is reshus to the chatzar, so my mutarim. Why can everybody carry in the chatzar? Right? We said the eruv. If the eruv is missing one person, it messes up the eruv. So elapshita de batil. It must be that he was mevatil his reshus to carry in the chatzar. So ema seifa. But what about the second part of that? Right, the shachach echam ibn mavui v'lo nishtafu. If one of the people in the mavui forgot to add, you know, join the shtufim mavos, mutarim b'chaseros v'asurim b'mavui. So then everybody can carry their own chaseros, but the shituf and the mavui is messed up. But one second, if batil, if you're telling me that there was a bittul over here, am I asurim b'mavui? Why would it be usur for everybody to carry in the mavui? Right, he removed himself from the mavui. It should be totally fine. If you'll tell me that Rabbi Meir holds there's no such thing as being mevatel reshus by in a mavoi, and all the bittel we've been talking about, it has been talking about in a chatzer, maybe bittel doesn't work in a mavoi. I'll show you that that's not true. Shari bittel lechem reshuso. If he's mevatel reshus to him, Rabbi Divri Rabbi Meir. What was that case? That brisa was earlier. What was that? Sorry. Hold on. Right, that was the case of the Tzduki. Right, that was the case of the Tzduki. That if he's Mevatel Rishus, right, and Dev Rebbe Meir, right, he's talking about a Mavui, that they're able to carry into the Mavui, if the whole discussion right by Tzduki, by what is his status, is he a Ger, is he a Jew? So that we had said that if he's Mevatel the Rishus, you can carry in the Mavui, that's Rebbe Meir Shitas. Apparently he holds that, what's it called, that the Bittel does work for a Mavui. So Gemara says, "El pshita de lo bittel." So it must be that there was no bittel going on over here. Umi de seifa de lo bittel, reishanami de lo bittel. And if you're telling me that the last part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no bittel, so it must be that the first case of the Mishnah had no bittel. But you're telling me that again. But you're telling me that it's mutter to carry in the eruv because of the shtubim vos. But if the guy didn't do bittel, why would it be mutter to carry in the eruv? right? He messes up the Erev, he didn't join. So Gemara says, you're telling me that Reshav Sefer of Meir Matsyasa Rabbanan? Right, why you tell me that again? The beginning we said it was Rabbi Meir Shita. The last we said was Rabbi Meir Shita. And the middle case we said that if you don't join in the Eruv, but you do join in the Shituf, it's good. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So what's going on over here in this Mishnah? So Gemara says, "Kula Rabbi Meir." No, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The time of my I'm Rabbi Meir, be in an Eruv, be in a Shituf. Why does Rabbi Meir say you need both? Because again, we don't want people to forget about the whole constitution, the whole institution of Erev. So the Gemara says, "V'hacha." But over here, why don't we make right, the guy joined in the Shituf, but he didn't join in the Erev? Why do we allow everybody to carry? Right, they came in the Ruba Erev Ulo Mishtakach. Right, because everybody else is joined in the Erev, so no one is going to forget about the whole concept of Erev. You just have one guy who forgot to join. So then, Beseder, okay. Totally fine. Rabbi Meir will allow it that since he joined the Shtufim of Vos, that's good enough for the Erev Chatzeros, and everybody else can carry in the Chatzer because of the Shituf. What about forgetting the concept of Erev? No, 99% of the people in this whole situation joined in the Erev. No one's forgetting anything, and you don't have to worry. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the following. So we had said in our Mishnah that, again, the first case, if you remember, you had five chatzeros that open into each other, and they open into a mavoi. If you made an eruv and not a shituf mavos, then you can carry in the chatzer and not the mavoi. Rav Yehuda says, no, the case is not where they open up into each other at all. Right? Rav lo tani psucho zulazu. There's no entrance from one to the other. And so the eruvim that they're talking about is not between the chatzeros, but it's just for the houses into the eruv. So then that doesn't necessarily have to be like a Rimeir Shita, because obviously, I'm not sure. Oh, you know what? I take that back. I'm not sure 100% about that. Okay, but either way, but meaning the case is for sure that there was no entrance from one chatzar to the next, and therefore there's no eruv. The eruv that we're talking about is not from the chatzar to chatzar; it's from house to chatzar. V'chinam Rav Kana Rav Lotani Psukos Zulazu. And so Rav Kana said that exactly, that Rav holds that the Mishnah's case is not when the chateras are open to each other. Or Rav Kana didn't quote Rav, he said it himself, that the chateras do not open into each other. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, my time with the Lotani Psukos Zulazu, why doesn't Rav teach that the case is that the chateras are open into each other? Because Kasavar, Kol Shituf, Shein Machlizo, Motsi Derech Psochim, B'mavui, Lash Me Shituf. That any, if you have a shtub of mavos, but people don't use that exit, meaning they don't use the exit into the mavoi, so that's not a shtub of mavos. Meaning, if you have chateros that are connected to each other, right, so, people are not really going into the mavoi. Right, you need to make the shtub of mavos through the entrance where people are going to use. Right, if you're never ever going to go into the mavoi, that's not going to be. See Rashi over here. Right, if you bring the eruv right from, or the shituf rather, from, you know, from the exits that are between the chateras themselves, in nirik yeshituf mavui, it doesn't look like you're joining the mavui in anything. Right, more concerned that they're just going to use the entrances between the two of them, and that's going to be an issue. Alright, we'll do one kasha over here. There are a couple of kashas they're going to ask on this, but we'll do one of them. The Gemara asks the following question. Let's say you have someone who has a shtufim mavos. You have someone who's a partner in business to his neighbors. And both of them, right, again, both of them are wine business partners. Ein srichan arev, right, you don't need to make an eruv. Meaning, you don't need to make a shtufim avos. In that case, right, you don't need to make anything, right, because they're all partners in this stuff anyway. So no one is taking a shtufim avos and putting it in the mavoi and putting it in and out of the chotzer. Right, seemingly, that should not work. If you're telling me that you have to actually use the exit or put the eruv in the mavoi between between the houses and the things. So Gemara says, no, so Hasam Da'af Gebe Aile. No, Ein Echanami, that they took a barrel of wine that they are partners in, and they put it in the Mavoi. They put it over there. Again, Ein Echanami, right, the Rashi says over here, it wasn't necessarily for the Shituf. Right, lo l'shem shituf, Rashi says over here, they happen to be storing their wine in the mavui, and therefore no other shtuva mavos was necessary. Now the Gemara is going to talk about this a little bit later, but I think we're going to stop here because the discussion really, the discussion is going to run onto Amud Aleph, and this is a solid. Tomorrow, Amud Hashem is a little bit shorter anyway, so we'll call it here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.